Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Here's adventure! Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Terror. The rigors of life in the Old West bred hardy men, but there were those who were not so hardy, like Martin Thurlow. Martin looked like a courageous man, but in his heart he carried a constant terror of death by violence. As our story opens, Martin is lounging in the general store in the town of Alder Crossing. He is talking idly with John Bixter, the owner.
The sheriff took a posse and went up north this morning, John.
That so? What for?
Oh, been some cattle rustling up at that end of the county. Sheriff's going up to see what he can find.
How come you ain't with the posse, Martin?
Huh? Well, the sheriff asked me, but, I had kind of a misery in this right leg of mine lately, and it hurts me to do any riding.
I didn't notice the leg was bothering you.
Oh, yeah. Say, you know, John, I wouldn't be surprised at what Sanger Earl and Lon Ashby and that crowd was doing the rustling.
Neither would I, but you can't make the sheriff believe it. Not when Sanger's his brother-in-law.
That's strange, ain't it? The sheriff's a mighty honest man, too.
Yeah, but Sanger takes good care to act straight when he's around the sheriff. Got him plumb buffaloed.
That's right.
Say, Martin, Go out in the back room, will you? Bring in half a dozen jugs of molasses. I ought to have some on the sheriff's show.
All right.
Hey, you'll find him right up by the back door there.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad ones, now what do these two mavericks want? Howdy, Sanger. Howdy, Lon.
Hand over the money in that cash box, Thurlow.
And be quick about it.
Oh, so that's it.
Come on. We ain't fooling.
Keep your hands above that counter, Thurlow.
Where are you two coyotes?
Look out, Sanger! He's reaching for a gun!
Blasted fool.
Yeah, we had to kill him anyway. We'd have told the sheriff. Hustle, Lon. Get the money out of that box.
What was that?
Let's take a look out the window. Martin Thurlow, running for his house.
He must have been out back of the store. He heard the whole thing. I'll go after him,
no,
Sanger.
No, wait.
What do you report this?
He can't do nothing about it now. There's too many other people live close to his house.
But the sheriff.
He won't be back till after dark. Before then, we'll be back after Martin Thurlow.
Martin, what's the matter? My land, your wife's a sheep.
Sanger Earl and Lon Ashby just gunned down John Bixby. I was in the back of the store.
Oh, my soul.
They know I was there, too. Lock the door, lock the door. They'll be over here after me as sure as blazes they will.
Now, Martin, you listen to me.
But they will, I tell you. Hand me down that rifle.
No, that wouldn't do no good. You're shaking so you couldn't hit a barn door.
Dora, are they on the way over here?
No.
Huh?
There's two men just riding away from John's store. Oh. Riding in the other direction, though. If I was you, I'd go tell the sheriff.
The sheriff's out of town, and I wouldn't go out of this house now for anything. They're riding away is just a trick. They'll be back any minute.
Martin.
Oh, Dora, go get some help for me, Dora.
Well, all the men in the neighborhood are out working.
There'll be somebody at the cafe. Go there, Dora. Tell them I need help.
Well, I never thought I'd married a man with no more courage than a mouse.
Dora!
All right. I'll see what I can do.
This is the town of Alder Crossing, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
As I remember it, a very nice little town, too.
I don't think we know anyone here, Cisco.
Well, we did not stay long enough before to get acquainted, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Ah, let us stop at this cafe.
Hey, let us. Pancho is so hungry, Pancho could eat a... Pancho could eat a...
You could eat a what?
Pancho could eat anything.
And everything.
Oh,
there.
Oh, look, look, look.
It'll be good to get out of this saddle for a while.
We ride many miles, Cisco, down from the north. Senora, hurry this way, Cisco.
Oh, si.
Excuse me, but ain't you the Cisco kid?
Si, senora.
I thought so. You was pointed out to me when you rode through the town here a few months ago. I'm hoping you'll help me.
Well, by all means, we will if we can. What is your trouble, senora?
Well, it's my husband, Martin Thurlow. He ain't as brave as he might be, and he's just witnessed a killing, and he's mortal afraid the killers will come after him.
Do they know he saw the murder?
Yes.
Then they probably will.
Would you come to our house, Cisco?
Of course, senora.
Oh. We come to the house after we eat, no? And Pancho hungry, he could eat everything.
Well, I'll get you up a meal. Please come on back with me now. Maybe you can talk Martin out of being so scared.
Very well, senora.
And don't be too hard on him, Cisco. I know Martin's an awful afraid cat, but, well, I'm fond of him just the same.
Won't be dark for some little time yet, Sanger.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking it over. We'd better get Martin as soon as possible. Ride up to the house and force our way in. And we've gunned down Martin and beat it.
What about his wife?
No way out of it but to kill her too, Lon.
I ain't any hand to kill women.
Neither am I. But our own necks might be at stake.
She couldn't testify she saw us get John Bixter.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, however.
Oh. Oh.
Here's the house. When we get in there, Lon, let's gun whip Martin. Shoot him and make too much noise.
Whatever you say, Sanger.
Yeah. We'll walk from here.
All right.
Wait a minute, Lon. Who are those hombres that's come out of the house?
You got me.
Say, by thunder, that big one's a Cisco kid.
Maybe we'd better mosey along, Sanger. They tell me he's a bad hombre to tangle with. And walking right over here.
Well, I ain't giving ground for the Cisco kid nor nobody else.
You two hombres looking for someone?
Hey, who'd you look for?
That's our business.
That depends. You were just pointed out to us as Sanger Earl and Lon Ashby.
Come on, Sanger. Let's be gone.
Un momento. In case you two were planning to call upon Senor Martin Thurlow, you would be wise to forget all about it.
Who says so?
Who do you think says so? Cisco says so.
You ain't telling me what to do.
So you want to fight, eh? What's this other hombre, Pancho?
You watch him, Cisco.
Well, I attend to this one.
You ain't so tough.
You wait, you see.
Come on, get in on this ladder.
Stay where you are, hombre.
Get out of my way.
Pancho, stop you. Pancho, fight with you in the grip. He punched too hard, Cisco.
Anyway, you tried, Pancho. Since I must fight two of them at once, you better hit a little harder like this.
Oh.
And for you, like this.
How do you like that, hombres? Cisco tougher than you think, no?
Get up on your feet, you. And you.
Take it easy with him. This is yours, Cisco.
Now, listen to me. Both of you. Pancho and I are going to stay around this town for some time. And if anything happens to Senor Martin Thurlow, we are coming after you two.
And we find you, too.
You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco. I promise you that.
Get out of here and stay out.
Yeah, let's settle that, Cisco.
I'm not so sure, Pancho. Those two are desperate men. If they would kill once, they would kill again. They may come back after Senor Martin. Come, let us go back to the house.
There, Martin. You just saw how Cisco handled them coyotes. That ought to make you feel better.
Well, why didn't he kill him?
Oh, now stop talking foolishness. He had no reason to kill him. And Cisco don't kill people anyway. Now, come on, start acting like a man. Oh. Show Cisco and Pancho you can act like one, huh?
A good little fight, no?
I'm thankful to you, Cisco.
But they'll be back, they'll be back. They'll be more deadly than ever now that you've licked them, Cisco.
Senor Martin, you are not using your common sense.
But how can I when I'm facing death?
Anyone in your state of mind, senor, is dying 100 deaths.
Yes, yes, I am. I am. I know it, and I can't help it. But I know what I'll do. When it gets dark, I'll saddle my horse and ride out of the country.
And leave the senora to the mercy of those killers? No, senor, you would not do that.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, dear. I don't know what to do with him, Cisco.
Pancho not know neither, senor.
Yeah, it is a real problem. However, Pancho and I will stay and see this thing through.
We ain't far from that house, Sanger.
Can't see us down among these trees. I want to put some cold water on this eye of mine.
That ain't a bad idea. Oh, by thunder. That Cisco kid can hit hard. I hope the water in the creek's cold.
Lon, so help me, I'm going to get Cisco.
Not by fighting with him, you ain't. Who are them riders?
It's the sheriff and that posse going back to town.
Well, we'd better keep out of their sight. Come on.
No, no. Sheriff's going to find out about that killing, and hey, I got an idea. Sheriff! Oh, Sheriff!
Yeah?
Oh, howdy, Sanger. Howdy, Lon.
Howdy.
Howdy, Jeff.
Hey, what happened to you boys? Run into a cyclone?
Yeah, we run into the Cisco kid, Sheriff.
Is that hombre around here?
Yeah, and if I was you, I'd arrest him pronto.
What for?
He and Lon went to John Bix's store this afternoon. Just before we got there, we heard two shots. That right, Lon?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We saw the Cisco kid and his partner come running out.
And you tried to stop him?
No, not then. We didn't know what had happened. But when we went into the store, there was John dead and the cash box open.
No.
Yeah. Just then, Martin Thurlow walked in the back door. And, well, I guess he blamed me and Lon for the killing. Anyway, we found out Cisco was over to Martin's house, and we went over and tried to take him in for you. That's how we got these black eyes, Sheriff.
Cisco, huh? Much obliged for the information, Sanger. We'll go right over to Martin's now.
Get up there. Go.
Now we'll see what happens to that Cisco kid.
Martin's asleep, Cisco.
Well, that is not surprising, Senora. He wore himself out with worry. Perhaps he will be calmer when he awakens.
Hi. Who's that?
Stand back, Senora. Pancho, look for your guns.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho ready.
Come in.
Oh, thank goodness it's the sheriff.
You two hombres, get your hands up.
Un momento, Senor Sheriff. I would like an explanation.
You'll get it over at the jail. I hear John Bixter was murdered.
But Martin can tell you who did that, Sheriff.
I know all about what Martin thinks. I'll talk with him later. Get going, you two. Out that door. Get the guns, deputy.
Glad you.
What do we do, Cisco?
In the face of all these guns, Pancho, we will go with the sheriff. But do not worry, Senora. We will be back here very soon.
But Cisco is not just giving in to the sheriff or leaving a terrorized man to his fate. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now back to The Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Terror. As Cisco and Pancho arrived at the cafe in Alder Crossing, they were approached by Dora Thurlow, who told them her husband Martin had witnessed a murder and now was in terror of his own life from the killers. At once, our friends agreed to help. Cisco soundly thrashed the killers and warned them to stay away from Martin. But Sanger, who knew his brother-in-law, the sheriff, distrusted Cisco, told the sheriff that Cisco and Pancho had committed the murder. Whereupon that official at once arrested our two friends. Now, as Cisco and Pancho, surrounded by the posse, are riding away from the Thurlows.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho thinks you give in to the sheriff too easy, no?
I did for a reason, Chico.
What reason, Cisco? What?
Because I wanted those killers to think we were safely out of the way.
No?
To convince the sheriff, we must have proof that they mean to kill Senor Martin.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I give the word, we'll break through this posse.
Cisco, give the word, and Pancho break through.
All right, you two, cut out that talking.
Is it against the law to talk about the weather, Senor Sheriff?
You wasn't talking about no weather.
Well, you are quite right. We were not. Now, Pancho, up there.
Go to the banana!
Hey! Go
to the
banana! Boys, open up on
him! Try
Ride, Pancho, ride. You're not out of danger yet. Up your house.
No, Lobo, not in danger. Go! Plenty dark now, Cisco. They not get yours.
Just the same, we'll keep going for a few more minutes before we circle the town and ride back.
We not got our gun?
We cannot think of the guns now, Pancho. We'll have to get along without them as best we can. Up your house.
Go, Lobo, go now. Go, go, go!
Martin, huh? You better wake up now.
Where are they, Dora? Are they coming here?
Is who coming here?
Sanger and Lon. Who else would I mean?
As far as I know, they ain't. But Cisco and Pancho have just been arrested by the sheriff.
What?
He's taken him to jail.
You mean I ain't got any protection now?
He arrested him for killing John Bixter. I tried to tell him he was wrong, but he wouldn't listen to me. You better get right over to that jail, Martin, and convince him.
Then I'd have to tell him about Sanger and Lon.
Well, of course, that's the idea.
No, I can't do that. It'll make things worse for me.
How can it make things worse if Sanger and Lon are in jail?
Oh, I don't know, Dora. I can't think. They're gonna get me, sure. I gotta leave. I got to.
Martin, you can't.
I tell you, I won't stay here and be gunned down. I won't. I'll ride up to my fishing camp, Dora. I'll be safe there. You can convince the sheriff.
Martin, you're crazy.
Maybe so, but I can't stay here. You can ride up when them fellas are safe in jail. I'm saddling up right now. And
Martin! Oh, Martin!
We'll stop here for a moment, Pancho, and listen for sounds of pursuit. Hold the other.
Oh, Lobo, stop and listen. Hold on.
You've ridden well away from that posse, amigo.
Yeah. They haven't loaded the fast horses, no?
See.
How'd you hear the rider now, Cisco?
See, one rider.
He's passed by over there.
He's riding that horse for all he is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Pancho, do you think that could be Señor Martin?
No. Pancho, I think so, Cisco.
But we both heard him talk about saddling his horse and leaving the country.
Pancho tells Cisco what Pancho thinks.
Very well, what do you think?
Pancho thinks Señor Martin's so scared, he'd be afraid to go out in the dark.
Well, perhaps you're right, amigo.
I know I'm right.
In any event, over these trails and in these darkness would be a long time catching up with that rider to find out who he is. We'd better ride back to Señor Martin's.
A mighty smart idea you had, Sanger. Telling the sheriff to arrest Cisco.
I thought he'd arrest him, all right. He thinks that Cisco kid's a regular road agent.
That's mighty smart. But we'd ought to follow that posse all the way to the jail to make sure they got Cisco in.
Yeah, they'll get him in, don't worry. Cisco couldn't get away from him in a month of Mondays.
I hope you're right, Sanger.
Now we'll take care of Martin Thurlow. Make this quick.
We better wait a while, Sanger.
Wait what for?
Well, maybe the sheriff will pin that killing on to Cisco, and if he does, then there's no need of us killing Martin.
Look, Martin knows we got John Bixter. If he keeps on living, sooner or later, he'd make somebody believe we did it. Come on, we're getting Martin right now.
They'll have the doors locked.
All right, what if they have? Pretty good at imitating voices. Now, keep quiet. It's the sheriff, Dora.
Just a minute.
When she opens the door, we shove our way inside. Then grab her and get your hand over her mouth.
Right, Sanger.
Come on, now.
I got a Sanger.
I'll take care of Martin. Last of all, he ain't here. Now we're going to let you talk, ma'am. But don't yell out if you value your life. Now, where's Martin?
Oh.
Come on, where is he?
I wouldn't tell you two coyotes if I knew.
Answer my question.
You can't make me.
Hey, Sanger. Martin used to have a fishing camp up by the headwaters of the river. Maybe he's gone up there.
No, he ain't up there.
Man, the way you say that makes me believe he is. Tie her up, Lon, and put a gag in her mouth, and we'll take a ride up to that camp.
No light in the house now, Cisco.
That is not strange, Pancho. Senor Martin would not want to stay in that house with the light going. It would give his enemies too good a target.
Too good. Pancho, hope the sheriff not wait here for us, Cisco.
I do not think he's here, amigo. We looked the neighborhood over very carefully before coming here.
It's funny. Nobody answered the knock.
If it is possible, the senor and the senora have left. Just to make sure, I will try the door.
Okay, now don't leave the door unlocked.
No, it does not seem they would. I will light a match.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is no one. Santos, Pancho, look, over in the corner.
The senora.
She's bound and gagged. Light the lamp, Pancho. I will set her free.
Pancho, light the lamp. Yes,
cut these ropes. Be quicker than to untie the knot. There, senora. Now get that gag out of your mouth. There.
Oh, thank goodness you got here, Cisco. Those two desperados came here after Martin.
Did they get him, Senora?
No. He left a while before they arrived. He's gone up to his fishing camp.
Yeah, the rally would call a pass, Cisco.
Did those hombres find out where he is?
They guessed it, Cisco. They're on their way there now.
Then tell us how to get there, and we will start at once. I only hope we will be in time.
How much farther that camp, Lon?
It's been a long time since I was up here. But I'm figuring it's right around the next bend in the trail.
Well, then maybe we better leave our horses here and walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, be a good idea.
Oh.
The sound of the river will cover our footsteps. Wouldn't cover our horses, though.
Let's go.
Say, the camp's near a nice thought, Sanger. That's it, right ahead of us.
Yeah, there's Martin sitting on the doorstep.
The rifle.
All right. All right, just near enough. How many cooks and I'll let you have it? I've been expecting you.
That's no way to talk to company, Martin.
Yeah, you got it sized up all wrong.
No. Don't come any closer, I said.
Just near enough so we can talk to you, that's all.
No objections to that, is there, Martin?
One more step and I'll fire.
All right. Go ahead and fire.
I got the rifle, Sanger.
Now we got the tables kind of turned on you, eh, Martin?
Are you going to kill me?
We sure are.
We can't have you run around and tell how we got John Bixter.
All right, boys. All right, I've been an awful coward all my life. I thought I'd be mighty scared to die. But now the time's come...
Well?
Least I can do is die fighting.
Well, what do you know? Gun with him down.
We'll see whether you do or not.
That's the stuff, Lon. I'll fill him full of lead.
That is just what you are not going to do, Omri.
Look out, Sanger, it's this.
I'll get him, too.
You shoot too quickly. Your aim is poor. That'll be your last chance to do any shooting for some time.
Well, that don't go for me, though.
He's gone. The other Omri got the gun.
I'm watching him, Pancho. I'll kick that gun out of his head.
Bueno. Pancho, jump on this Omri and knock the wind out from him. Oh. And now, Pancho, have a soft seat to watch the fight, no? Only thing, Pancho, I think the fight will last long.
I'm hoping it will not, Pancho. We're trying to knock this coyote out as soon as possible.
There he goes, Disco. That quicker than as possible.
Get their guns, Pancho. Yes. Tie them so they cannot get away. I'm going to attend to Senor Martin. I heard what he said as we were running up to this camp, and I believe now he knows the meaning of the word courage.
Cisco, you know, you're just wonderful.
Oh, I am far from wonderful, Senora, but gracias.
Oh, yes, you are, too. You've made a different man out of Martin.
Oh, he did that himself. I had nothing to do with it. He was fighting with those killers just as Pancho and I got there.
Yes, but you've talked to him since then, and it did a lot of good. I wish you and Pancho would stay right here in Alder Crossing.
Well, we will be back, Senora. You may depend upon it. But you have nothing to worry about from those killers. The sheriff finally realized they were the guilty ones, and now they are in jail where they belong.
Yes, and all thanks to you.
Again, gracias, senora. And for the time being, hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Señor Martin all right now, no?
Oh, si. He has got it over being gun-whipped by the bandidos, si. Well, what are you laughing at, Pancho?
You know, that reminds Pancho of his friend Rodolfo.
Well, what about Rodolfo?
You know, the last time Pancho see Rodolfo, he got a... what do you call it, Cisco? My goodness sake. He got a cricket on the back.
Oh, you mean a crick in the back, amigo.
See, a crick in the back. And Pancho tell Rodolfo what to do about it.
Well, what did you tell him to do about it, Chico?
Pancho tell him to take a mustard plaster.
That was the right thing to tell him. And did he take a mustard plaster?
Yes, he's going. He take a mustard plaster.
Well, what is so funny about that, Pancho?
Pancho, Rodolfo the next day. And Pancho asked Rodolfo how he liked the mustard plaster. And Rodolfo say, all right, but it's so hot, it almost bites my tongue off.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.